people in the SEC.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
All they can recruit is Texas. I guess it's the kids that can't go to Texas or A&M or whatever. I mean, Texas.
And they're like,
would
you rather go to SMU or Arkansas?
I mean, that's actually a pretty nice area up there.
I've never been.
The east side of the state sucks, but up in northwest Arkansas, it's nice. It's kind of like here. Mountains, okay. Mountains, hills, the Ozarks are there, you know.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
Not the Netflix series. But
no,
the,
not Jason Bateman.
No, he doesn't actually live there. And that's based out of Missouri, which is further north.
You ever watch season 2?
Than Arkansas. I'm like halfway through it, and I don't know. It's just, it's not doing it for me. It hasn't sucked me in. That's how I know if I'm really going to like a show, if it can just suck me right in. And I can watch a whole season in one day.
On 1340 WKGN.
That's the key for me. You gotta take me and suck me right up into your television program. Yeah, Chad Morris, he's beaten Colorado State, Portland State. Last year they lost to Colorado State. Good Lord. How awful can one coach be?
He's not good, man. Hour number 3 kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. You going to give me some headlines or not, big man?
Well, yeah.
Go ahead.
Thanks, John. SEC schedules for 2023 were released last night on the SEC Network. Do you see these?
I was actually just looking at those.
Well, we play next year football. Oh, Tennessee really? Football has a schedule next year. It includes a home game against Texas A&M.
Oh, wait. I was not looking at that. I was looking at the basketball conference times being released. All right. Give me the conference schedule. I haven't actually looked at
well,
it.
Well,
so it has the order and everything.
We now have the order of next year's football schedule.
All right.
It's a little early for, you know, it's a year away. But
I mean, yeah, we're a top 11 team in the country right now. We should be fully focused on this year. But sure, why not drop these right now instead of, for some reason, not trying to do that like in January or February to get people talking about college football again. But go ahead, SEC. Go ahead. Give them to me.
Saturday, September 2nd, 2023.
When?
Virginia in Nissan Stadium.
Mark it down.
Nissan. Not Neyland. Nissan.
Historic
Nashville,
Nissan
Virginia.
Stadium. The Cathedral of Tennessee.
Week 2, Austin
right,
Peay.
Might be the best stadium in the entire South if you look at it.
What?
What?
Week 2, Austin Peay at home here
win
in Neyland.
2-0.
Neyland Stadium.
2-0.
Number 3, week 3 at Florida down in Gainesville.
It's going to be tough. Big Joe Milton going down there and throwing for 400 yards.
Oof. Week 4, the Roadrunners of UTSA come to town.
That's also going to be a little bit of a letdown game.
Scary
That's
game.
That's kind of scary, yeah.
Week 5, South Carolina in Neyland.
So no bye yet, right?
No bye yet.
So we're back to playing South Carolina early.
That's right.
Okay.
South Carolina's game number 5.
Yeah, okay.
So good chance you come out of that. I mean, if you drop the Florida game, 4-1 at worst
it should be four
would
and
be
one
the
worst.
Expectation. Week yep. 6, off.
Open date.
Off.
Old people used to get so mad at me because I called a bye week instead of an open date.
They used to get mad at you?
Yeah, yeah. Say that I was wrong and I was an idiot and I was a kid that didn't realize they're called open dates. Like, it's not a big deal.
Mm-mm.
Who cares?
Who would get mad about that?
Old people, I'm telling you, it happened. I had to deal with it.
Saturday, October the 14th, week 7, Texas A&M comes to Neyland.
Okay.
So what's significant
so
is...
So it sounds like we're going to play A&M and Alabama back-to-back weeks. Is that accurate?
Yeah. The next game is at Alabama, then at Kentucky.
That's
terrible.
Then UConn at home.
Okay.
At Missouri. Georgia at home, Vandy.
I don't like that middle.
Mm-mm.
That October, that's a pretty tough October.
Yeah.
A&M at Alabama, at Kentucky. But then you get UConn before you have to go to Missouri and play Georgia. Interesting note about this schedule. I sound like Jimmy Himes. That's what he would say. Tennessee does not leave the state of Tennessee except for once until October the 21st. So that's 7 weeks. First 7 weeks, we only leave Tennessee once.
And that's to go to Florida.
That's to go to Gainesville. Other than that, it's 4 home games and a game in Nashville. Just an interesting note I discovered there.
Okie doke.
Brady Quinn says Florida is going to struggle this weekend against Tennessee.
Did you watch that video?
Yeah, I did.
Did it get you going?
Yeah, it was pretty nice.
It got me going whenever he's talking about how Neyland Stadium's the last place he's ever been. Did you watch the video, Cam?
I did.
How the
did.
Ball was shaking.
Said at one point on third down, and his center turned around, looked at him, and said, "The ball is shaking. The ball is moving from the crowd noise."
Yeah.
And out, and his guards couldn't hear, like only his guards could hear him. That's what I'm talking about with the crowd noise in terms of your whole offensive line being a step slow. Like that's why that happens.
That's right. Brady Quinn says it's the loudest place he ever played back in his Notre Dame days. Of course, he still managed to come in here and win. So
yeah, it's easy to talk about. Him and Baker Mayfield both love talking about how loud Neyland Stadium was because they both won here.
They both came in and won, yeah. Reese Davis says, in regards to Tennessee, feels like they're poised for some type of breakthrough. They feel like this is the moment to stop that Florida curse and compete for a championship.
16 of 18, the Peyton Manning curse is going to be lifted. Remember that. 16 out of 18, and now we'll officially be free.
Reese Davis says, and compete for a championship at the end of the season. So,
Reese Davis also confirmed what I told you, that we had tried to try to get a hold of Dolly.
Yeah.
That they're trying to get a hold of Dolly. Remember I told you that on Monday?
Yeah, didn't we see she's busy or
didn't
something?
Didn't I tell you that on Monday?
You did, yeah.
Yeah.
You also told me that Tillman may be out.
Well, I was ahead of that, too.
Still nothing official on that?
No, but I just, you know, everyone else has kind of echoed. I mean, I'm sure we've all heard the same things, but everyone else has kind of echoed, like, it's not looking good. I hope he tries to give it a go. He might try to give it a go, but.
What a stupid game
he heard in. We'll just have to see, you know. We'll have to see about that.
So, the headline there is that Reese Davis thinks we can compete for championships?
Yeah, something like that. Dan Orlovsky may have farted on Monday Night Football.
It's Wednesday. Why are we still talking about this?
I don't know. I just saw it. Southwest Airlines is teaming up with Guitar Center to surprise a flight full of customers flying to Long Beach with a ukulele and a lesson. On the flight. By the time they arrived in Honolulu, they were pros, Southwest Airlines said.
That's got to be the fifth worst flight you could possibly be on.
Maybe even fourth. Get to be a hero in one situation.
Well, I think you're underestimating the Malaysian Airlines
as well. Yeah. So maybe it's about to six.
Yeah.
Forgot about those people.
Do you think the plane was shot down over Pennsylvania?
Yes, absolutely.
Does anyone really believe the opposite? Like, isn't
no, especially
wildly?
When you start watching the documentary say they had just cleared the Air Force to, like, they had just given the okay to, hey, we will shoot down commercial planes if we have to.
Anyone I've ever talked to about that all kind of agree, like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what happened.
We think so.
I think Lamar Jackson was on this flight. No, that's not him. But there was a Broncos fan. This guy wearing a Broncos hat. So, obviously, the headline here is Southwest gave everyone on a plane a ukulele and started giving them lessons on the plane, and how if you were not into that and you were just trying to have a peaceful flight, maybe take a little nap.
I also don't believe they learned in one flight. I have tried to learn the ukulele. And
no one's taught you. They have people there teaching them, though.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah. If you can't play a ukulele, if you tried, you might just not be musically inclined.
I can't move my fingers, right? Yeah. I can strum it. I can strum it, but I can't do the changing of notes.
That's why I tried to sort of learn the guitar once. I was like, nope, this ain't in it for me.
My fingers don't work like that.
Yeah, my brain's not in it.
Could do it. It just takes practice.
Yeah, but I was like, I don't want to do the practice.
My stepdad says the same thing. He says, my fingers just won't move that way. They will.
I just didn't want to. I didn't care enough to learn. Yeah. If I could sing, then I might want to play the guitar. But playing the guitar without being able to sing seems like a waste of time.
I'll start bringing my ukulele here, Cody, and you can teach me.
I could teach you.
It's every break.
It's really easy because there's only four strings. So it's like guitar chords, but the chords are easier. All you need is like two fingers in many, many cases. So this flight was from Long Beach to Honolulu, though. That's got to be at least a three-hour flight.
Long Beach? California. Okay.
It's at least 3 hours.
I would say at least four.
Maybe
hours,
four.
Yeah.
Long Beach to Honolulu flight time.
I don't need a time.
I can't find a time. Okay. How long is the flight? From
it's
long
too
Beach
long
Sun?
To listen to people play the ukulele.
Ooh, this says in-air flight time, 5 hours and 18 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought anything to Hawaii was going to be at least, well, I said 4 hours, but I thought it might even be undershooting it.
That could be accounting for time change. I don't know.
Are people in Hawaii begging people to quit coming right now?
Yes.
Why don't they like people coming to Hawaii?
Is it because, what is it, why do they not want people there? Is it because of COVID or what?
Basically because it's just putting such a stress on like the resources there and making it tougher on the people.
Oh, I thought they just
and COVID was
right
an issue
now.
Too.
Okay.
But like,
so basically like we're closed for visitors right now?
They want to be like, because yeah, people just keep coming and they're destroying stuff.
I thought so much was built on like tourism there. They needed people, but.
Yeah, but for the locals, you know, they don't really love that as much, I guess.
Yeah, I guess not.
But yeah, it is very touristy there.
You ever been?
No.
I ain't ever been either.
I know somebody that, like, you used to know a girl that lived there, actually.
I went once and got a McRib and came back like a day later. It was the only place I had the McRib for a while.
So you had to go.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Kind of a dumb trip when you say it out loud. But I just really wanted a McRib.
Is this a reference to something in popular culture I'm not aware of?
No, it's not. All right, since break.
A song?
Going to Hawaii for a McRib? No. Are you Googling it? You don't need to Google it. It was just...
Going to Hawaii for a McRib.
People do it. They love the McRib there.
They do?
Yeah.
What to pack for your Hawaii vacation?
Go to
a light rain jacket and a McRib.
Radio. Go to thegramcode.com. Use the promo code VOLS25 for 25% off your Delta 8 needs. Got some premix coming for Cam, some hard candies for me. You can get some wake and bake coffee, some gummies to help you sleep at night, whatever you need. You can get free shipping for orders, I believe, over $25. It might be $50. Might need to double check me on that. I think it's over $50. The shipping is quick and discreet. Must be 21 or older. But again, the VOLS25 code gets you 25% off thegramcode.com. Pretty big recruiting weekend, too, boys, for Tennessee.
Oh,
this is a big moment in Tennessee football.
Any 5 stars in town?
Well, you got Nico, who is already committed. He will be in town. He's the alpha of the class, right? So you need Nico there to talk to the rest of the boys. But then, you also have Davin Hobbs, who is a 5-star defensive lineman. I believe you are competing with Alabama for him, that it's Tennessee or Alabama. And I know what you're going to say. Well, sounds like he's going to Alabama, but you never know.
No, that's not what I was going to say. I was going to say I know a Davin Hobbs. That's
Hobbs.
His name?
Hobbs.
Hobbs?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Davin Hobbs, like Hobbs and Shaw.
Cam knows what I'm talking about.
You said you know a Dave and Hops. Is that what you said?
Hops, the bar.
Yeah, you know,
Hops
I got you.
Hollers. There's a guy named Dave who comes in there all the time.
You do actually know a Dave.
Yeah, he's there all the time, yeah.
Drinks one or two beers.
Would he be good at defensive lineman?
No.
Nah, probably not. No.
Okay.
This is Dave and Hobbs, and he's a 5-star?
Yep.
How do you spell Dave and?
D-A-E.
That's not how I thought that was going to start.
V-I-N. How would you have spelled
it? I was just going to D-A-V-I-N.
No, D-A-E-V-I-N.
D-A-V-I-N?
D-A-E-V-I-N.
D-A-E-V-I-N.
Did I not say that 3 times?
I'm not sure what you said. Davin Hobbs.
Yeah. He's the next biggest guy that's coming. Like, you got Nico again, who is your alpha of the class. Should be the alpha of your program for the next couple of years. And then, you got another big-time guy, like I said, I believe it's Tennessee or Alabama for him, and he'll be here as well.
He's 6'4", 262, 262. So he's a pass rusher? We've already got two really good pass rushers. It'd be cool if we could add a third.
Then you got, a lot of your other class that's already committed will be here. And then you'll start getting into some 2024 guys. So you got another five-star, I believe, Ryan Wingo. A five-star wide receiver. Nice. You got some four-star linebackers, offensive linemen stuff in the class of 2024, which is also, you know, it's as time keeps on slipping into the future, we're getting pretty close to having to start putting together a pretty good 2024 class. So you'll have your five-star Jonathan Echols here kind of as the alpha of that class, and then now you're trying to start putting guys together for that as well. So a big, big recruiting weekend.
Big, big, big.
Tennessee is going to – I know we keep saying it, but it's going to be really, really fun this weekend.
I don't see how it couldn't be.
I hate the work like mid-game.
I hope my cold is gone by the weekend. Or maybe allergies. I don't know. What's in the air right now? It's not pollen, because there must be some kind of allergies going around.
Oxygen.
In the air right now. Maybe it's just being back here. This is the worst allergy spot you can be in the country.
Yeah, no, it's pretty bad.
I've been real sneezy lately. Sneezy and cough, trying to get rid of that.
Yeah, man.
It's been over a week now. My eyes itch.
You okay?
I don't know.
Need some allergy medicine?
Need some Sudafed? We'll put you on a list, but I can get you some.
What?
I said you need some Sudafed.
To put me on a list?
Yeah, they'll put you on a list, but I can get you some.
What kind of list?
That you might be a potential meth dealer.
I think you'd have to buy more than just Sudafed. What all goes into meth?
It's for a like, while, you just had to buy Sudafed and you got put on a list. You had to show your ID. Like, you get put on a list for Sudafed. No. That, maybe we've curtailed our meth problems here in the counties, but, like, no. I don't think we have. Then whenever you go buy meth from a CVS or something, they put you on a list whenever you go buy not meth, but Sudafed.
Sudafed.
Yeah, special.
What else goes into it? Isn't it like it's like rat poison and battery acid?
Paint thinner, I think, is also a part of it. If you're just doing the shake and bake, you know, like the mountain stuff.
Good old mountain meth.
Yeah.
I thought about getting on meth one time just to
lose some weight.
Yeah,
I knew that was coming. Decide against it.
Yeah, I just didn't want to look all hollowed out.
Lose your teeth.
Yeah, it makes you look kind of rough when you do that.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, it doesn't age you.
It's a lot of poison that goes in there.
Yep, definitely not good for you. Definitely not good for you. I'm glad you chose not to do it.
Speaking of meth, I was back at the Waffle House in Powell this morning.
Oh, yeah?
And they were talking about...
How was Sandra?
There's no Sandra in there.
Well, whatever the woman is from up north.
The Jersey woman?
Yeah.
She wasn't there this morning.
They were talking bad about her?
No, they were talking about meth.
Oh.
They were talking about this one woman was saying, talking about it. I can't work with Lisa anymore because she was talking about the Lovell Road Waffle House. There's some woman over there who goes in every day and she works there and she's like 30 minutes late every day and she goes in there and goes in the bathroom and they think she's shooting up. And she was talking to her coworker this morning trying to figure out, I can't figure out if Lisa's doing that heroin or if she's on that meth or which one it is, but I can't work with her anymore. You can't rely on her anymore. And they were just going on and on about it. And it really was stereotypical of the Waffle House worker. But they were talking about one of the waitresses and her issue.
Seems a little rude.
Yeah. They didn't like it. They said they didn't want to work with her anymore.
Wow, they're trying to get her fired?
I think so, because they didn't really want to put up with that stuff, you know, that she's going in there and shooting up or whatever. And she said, my cousin Jimmy, he lost his boy to heroin, and, you know, I can't put up with that stuff. That's what she was saying, because she knew somebody who knew somebody who was on the drugs.
And, sure. Mm-hmm. Once you start losing people to that, you look differently on it.
Yeah. It happens to a lot of people. But it's, you know, it's really a problem in the Waffle House community, I think.
Yeah. What'd you order? All-Star Special?
Cheesy eggs. I love cheesy eggs. Just scrambled eggs with cheese.
That's all you got, then?
I get two orders, and I got bacon and sausage. I'm trying to get back on my keto deal.
Okay.
Not eating any carbs.
You falling off the wagon?
I fell off the wagon, but I'm on the wagon today. All I've had is black coffee and eggs, and you can have cheese and butter and bacon, sausage. You can pretty much have everything good except for bread and rice and potatoes. No potatoes.
And potatoes.
You want to limit your fried. Well, you really don't want any fried foods at all, but you can get by with having a couple of chicken nuggets, I've noticed.
Okay.
That's not, like, your carbs will not be through the roof if.
I love chicken nuggets.
If you limit your carbs everywhere else, because you can have like 30.
I think it's my favorite food.
Such a good food.
I think Wendy's chicken nuggets might be my favorite food. I think I was telling people, good. I think I could eat like at least 80 of those in one sitting.
Of the Wendy's nuggets?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the Wendy's nuggets too.
You think I could put 80 down?
Well, you know how they were doing on the Blitz, the hour challenge. You think you can get them in an hour? 80 in an hour?
An hour of 80 chicken nuggets in an hour?
That would be tough.
They did a full 2 hours, though, right?
Can we try it? Let's try to do it.
You're on your keto. I'll bring.
I know, but just to do it.
So I was telling Cody I could do 80 pizza rolls.
Yeah, you don't get to do it. I'll do it. You don't get to do it. By the time you eat 80 pizza rolls, Cam, the roof of your mouth would be absolutely shredded from getting burnt. Don't do that.
You need to let them cool first.
I can let them cool first.
I mean, Wendy's does have like I think you can pay like for 15
like a
for,
platter,
like, $12
or something like that. So I know, like, you know, like the Chick-fil-A's and McDonald's kind of stuff like that.
I got chicken nuggets for like $20.
Chicken minis tray. It was a little expensive.
Yeah,
the Chick-fil-A.
They up it for the minis for sure.
Yeah. Let's eat some nugs.
I'll eat them and you get to watch. You're on a diet.
I want to do it though.
Nah, you just get to watch. We don't both do it.
Can we do it tomorrow? Let's see who can eat more.
No.
Just throughout the show?
Let's just eat nuggets throughout the whole show and just see what we can get to in 3 hours. But we're going to need an unlimited nugget supply.
We got to do it during bye week.
Bye week?
Well, I'm believing in talent.
Okay, well, let's do that because then that'll be like a treat for me. Like if I stick with keto through the whole.
We got to stick for longer than 4 days to get a treat.
Well, let me stick.
Monday of LSU week. If you're a good boy, till Monday of LSU week. I'll get you some chicken nuggets.
This was a stupid time to start this because Saturday is not going to be like.
Can you drink on keto?
You're not supposed to. I mean, you can drink.
I say just drink and don't eat. That's always my motto.
Well, you can drink some things, but
Fridays
like,
when it's time for me to start drinking, I will eat lunch at 11:30 and then I'll eat till come home at about 1 a.m.
That's when I eat before bed.
You gorge yourself right at the end of the night?
No, just eat a sandwich or two and that's it.
You get so drunk though if you don't mix in some carbs.
It's cheaper.
Yeah, it's cheaper. You save a little money, but
I get way funnier faster.
You're funny sober.
Hey, look at him. Overrated, underrated. Coming up after the break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Overrated, very overrated. It's overrated. Overrated, my friend.
Overrated. I'm gonna tell you why. I think that's a solid rated right there. It's perfect rated.
He underrated, man. He has some swag. He has some real swag.
Lobsters are underrated. They don't die.
All right. Who's ready for some overrated, underrated?
Cody's favorite segment of the week.
It's not true, John. I love trivia, even though I can't ever win in trivia. I had
people roasting me all day over the Venus thing. Please note, I knew Earth was a third from the sun and that Mars was further. I just could not think of any other planets except Saturn and Uranus, and I knew it wasn't those.
Uranus. If nothing else, he knows TV. There's a show called Third Rock from the Sun.
Amen to that. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, big Joseph Gordon-Levitt fan. And, what is the guy's name?
What
is his name that played the Trinity Killer in Dexter?
Yeah, that John Lithgow.
John Lithgow, yep, that is his name. I remember them. I did love that show. And it was Third Rock from the Sun. And I believe there's a Joe Diffie song, right? Right? A Joe Diffie song? Welcome to Earth, Third Rock from
Joe
the Sun.
Diffie.
Isn't that Joe Diffie?
He died from COVID.
Yeah, but wasn't that his song, that Third Rock from the Sun?
I'm not sure.
You know the song I'm talking about, though, don't you?
The theme song of the show?
No. Waitress calls the cops, swore she saw it all, swore a giant alien just landed at the mall.
Is that Joe Diffie? Probably. Is it? Yeah, that's him.
Cops call up the mayor, says there's panic.
I remember
in the
when Joe Diffie died of COVID. That was like when everybody
that's when
was,
it got serious.
Still
was like,
scared of COVID.
Well, that's when everyone was like, oh no, if it's taking Joe Diffie, who's it going to get next?
Yeah.
I can't believe you haven't heard of Third Rock from the
Sun. You ever heard Leroy the Redneck Reindeer?
Yeah, come on.
John Dare Green.
Great song.
Of course. She don't know she's beautiful. He had some good ones.
He had some bops.
Joe Diffie.
Earth, Third Rock from the Sun was one of my favorite, though, because I liked the TV show, too. I should have got
Country
got
was good in the 90s.
All right.
A little cheesy, but it was good.
First up we have?
That's Chuggy, bro.
What's Chuggy?
To talk about how much better Country was in the 90s, that's pretty Chuggy, bro.
Yeah, it is.
Chuggy right. Cody.
First up we have Sweet Tea.
Disgusting. Very overrated. I think it's... Ugh. The few times I've been unfortunate enough to have to drink sweet tea, I've been disgusted and just choose to go thirsty. It's disgusting.
It actually makes you thirstier,
yeah,
too.
It's there's no redeeming qualities about it.
I go overrated
the
because...
Smell. Ugh, the smell's the worst part of it,
yeah,
I think.
The smell, yeah.
I go overrated because most of the time people try to make it too sugary. It's too sweet. But I like sweet tea that's not too sweet. I like that half-sweet tea. People go – they overdo it with the sugar, I think. And
okay.
That's what makes it kind of
– I could,
is that your problem? Do you like
no,
tea?
No, I don't like the taste.
You just don't like tea.
I just don't like the taste. I don't like sweet tea. I don't like unsweet tea. I don't like the smell. No. I just don't
you
like
ever had green tea?
The shots?
That's a good question. I have had green tea shots. Those are fun.
Tea with lemon.
I like lemon water. I would rather just have lemon water at that point.
I like a good sweet tea that's not too sweet with lemon.
Okay.
Now, that's where it's at.
That's
right there.
The ticket, huh?
Yeah. Fresh lemon in the sweet tea. But people put way too much sugar in their sweet tea. So because of that, I go overrated.
Because of that, we're out.
But it's, I mean, I like a good sweet tea. Good half and half with lemon. Yum.
Okay. Next up we have serial killer documentaries.
You gonna answer?
I'll go. Serial killer documentaries. I haven't.
I go first. You go first. I mean, we've been doing this for.
I haven't watched that many of them, but I can't think of just like straight up serial killer. But I do love a good murder story, like the old like. What was it, Dateline and 2020 and all those network shows. Mm-hmm. But there's a new one on Netflix I started watching called Sins of Our Mother.
Mm.
I just saw it was trending on there, and it seems pretty interesting.
Wow.
It's like a mom that kills people. I love a good Hype murder.
Beast over here.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
What did you say?
Nothing.
What'd you call me?
Hype
a hedonist?
Beast. Hype Beast.
Hype Beast.
Yeah.
What's Hype Beast?
Well, I saw it was trending. I had to watch it. I had to make sure I was in on the hype. I had to make sure I knew what the cool kids were talking about.
Well, I do.
I
yeah,
watch all
I mean,
the trending
I
stuff.
I do.
You guys
like,
heard of Tiger King?
I don't want to miss out on things. Tiger King sucked.
Guess what's Tiger King yet?
That was another, like maybe the worst thing about COVID. Forget all the deaths. Like that first week or two when we were all stuck in the house and there was nothing on but Tiger King. And it was just the talk of America.
The people that made that show have to be like, man, what good timing we had dropping this at this point.
I think that was the worst thing about COVID was Tiger King. So I don't know, Cam, properly right. I like
say
a good
not getting to see my dad as he was dying was probably the worst for me.
Yeah. I'd say that's probably bad too.
But yeah, sure, Tiger King was a little annoying, I guess.
Kind of brought things down there. Tiger King was bad. I mean, there's really no other way to put it. It was pretty bad, you know?
And then for some reason they gave us that Kate McKinnon show on Hulu.
Yeah.
Like, that was like 2 months too late. And I was like, nah, we're good.
Yeah. I'm so out on Kate McKinnon.
Yeah. I find her a little sexy, to be honest.
No, she's sexy, but she just has a comedy. Like, her comedy, I'm so done with it.
As I think her career kind of died whenever she came out as Hillary Clinton and played...
Yeah.
The piano after they lost the election.
They just did so much of that political stuff that it
got lost in the sauce.
It was good at first.
It was like, actually ironic since SNL, you know, brought Trump on and kind of gave him a big platform.
Yeah.
Whenever he hosted for him.
Well, they just,
actually, we don't want him to be president. Well, we made him a viable thing here.
Like, yeah, it was his network. NBC was his
thing. Yeah, all the late night people did.
They just ran that into the ground. Like the Alec Baldwin Trump, it was good first couple times, I thought. But then they just, over and over and over and over, they just beat you over the head.
What are we talking about? What's the topic?
Serial killer documentaries.
Oh, I'm a sucker for a good documentary, serial killer documentary. So like, is this the one, like, let's just say about like Jeffrey Dahmer that's coming out?
Yeah, new one just came out.
Yeah, I read a book. I read some books about some serial killers. I am fascinated by them. A documentary, I think, is better. I didn't really like Mindhunter, right, where they're trying to when they're doing like a kind of a do a show built around it. Like,
yeah.
My problem with documentaries, especially on Netflix, when I think of documentaries now, I do think of Netflix. They're always too long. Hmm. Usually they can get the job done in an hour and a half, 2 hours, but they'll try to stretch them out into 4 episodes. I'm like, this is too long.
I think this one's like 10 episodes.
That's too long. Jeffrey Dahmer, I'm going to guess, was abused as a kid. There's going to be something there where he was abused by his mother or father that really set him on a bad path. And then he's going to take it out on women, and he's not going to be able to really have sex. And then he was the one that was like chopping people's heads off, right?
He was doing guys though.
Right, right. But I'm saying he was, I guess, was he a closeted homosexual?
He did go out a lot of gay men.
It all comes down to like usually repressed sexual urges, either because you can't get laid by women or because you're gay and you're trying to cover it up. That's what it comes down to a lot. That's what John Wayne Gacy, the guy who was killing all those little,
he couldn't get off without killing them. It got to the point that he couldn't. That's not the scientific term, I don't think, but he couldn't get his release until he actually killed them.
What I read didn't really play into that. It was more so just like he just would make sexual advances on these men, and sometimes they would take him up on it, and other times they wouldn't. And when they wouldn't, he would kind of kill them. It's kind of the way
he
ran like a local restaurant or something, and would employ a bunch of like 15, 16 year old boys. And then bring them over to like his basement. They'd play pool. They'd do stuff. And then he'd get them drunk. And then like it would either get sexual or he would kill them. And then even when he killed them, he'd bury them under the basement. That's kind of what his whole deal was. But like it all comes down to like sexual repression.
I drove by his place when I was in Chicago. It's kind of creepy. It's kind of like an eerie place.
A lot of people there who lost their lives.
Yeah, you just some places have that feeling. It's like
there
this
was one though, man. It was Dahmer. There was one that had no
Dahmer's an acquired taste.
Well, I read like about ten serial killers, and one of them like was just nothing. Like he had no bad history. It was just like he's just an evil person. Like he just decided like, hey, it's nobody else's fault. I just want to start killing people. And I don't know if that was Dahmer or not, but there was somebody that was just like, nope, just evil.
Yeah, just
evil. There's one guy called like the Nightcrawler, I think. He was like running around like Sacramento, and he was like satanic with it all.
There was the Boston Strangler. Eat your heart out, Jeffrey Dahmer. I think
it's dark, but I do like them. But
it is interesting, though, isn't it?
Well,
like that people can just be the can just kill people.
No, see, to me that part's not interesting.
So interesting.
To me that part's not interesting. What I like about it is like how they eventually get caught.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Son
you
of
like
Sam
the
was
chase?
Just well, like the Son of Sam was just walking around shooting people, and then like he got caught because one night he got a parking ticket. Like outside of a liquor store because he had parked to go kill somebody and like got a parking ticket, and then like they were able to find that later and like catch him that way. Like it took him even a couple months after that, but like to me that's the most fascinating part of it, like how they eventually
you like
get
the
caught.
Chase.
Yeah, yeah.
The interesting part to me is to learn about them, like their personalities.
See,
and
what makes them unique. Well, I guess is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, just like how can you kill people and just do that and keep doing that and. It's so intriguing
to me. It's pretty basic. I think we either have sociopaths who don't feel, or we get people who have depraved releases that want to feel power. And like I think it would feel pretty powerful to take a life. I think that you get addicted to that.
But the type of person it takes to do that is what I'm thinking.
It's like, just usually people who work their way up. They usually abuse animals first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
like I said, they've been beaten, they've been neglected, they've had all these things in their childhood, and they start taking it out on something else that's helpless, like they were as kids.
I did kill those toads when I was a kid. I hope that doesn't mean I'm going to kill someone.
Then you started stabbing kids in high school with needles playing football.
Gouging eyes out. You could have gone down a dark path. The thing is, like, if you kill the toads, like, you know, if you fry the ants, that's one thing. Most kids have fried ants.
I hit toads with rocks.
We poured a lot of salt on slugs outside of my
grandma's
house.
So you were kind
of
a murderer, too.
Yeah, but like the thing is, you got to stop before you progress into, like, now I'm going to strangle these puppies and beat these kittens up against. Take up kittens and put them in a bag and sling them up against a tree until they
die. Did you watch that Netflix thing?
No.
Where they put the kittens in the vacuum seal thing?
No.
Oh my God! It was don't mess with cats or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't watch that one.
They put them in a vacuum sealed bag. Trigger warning, by the way, probably for people. I guess if you like cats, but they were putting the kittens in this vacuum sealed bag and then sucking all the air out of it.
Just let them suffocate.
The kittens were literally just suffocating in that bag. Like, yeah, it's crazy.
So messed up.
Yeah, so like I think you just upgrade from all of that, and then eventually you get there, and you're like.
Then you just start killing people.
Once you do the first time, you're probably like, whoa.
I do know that I didn't have it in me because when I had to kill that cow with the pitchfork.
With the
tractor. I felt bad the whole time. So I knew I didn't have it in me. I couldn't take a life.
Yeah.
Because I could barely kill a cow that was, you know, getting ready to die of dehydration. I was like, I knew it was a humane thing to do, but.
My dad would take me, like, hunting as a kid, you know, and I killed a five-point one time. And it didn't do anything for me. I just kind of felt bad that I'd killed the deer.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I don't know. I wonder if when I was killing the toads.
You'd have been a gatherer if you'd have been born 300 years ago.
Yeah, I'd be out getting
You'd have been hanging out with the women.
Fruits.
Yeah, you'd been hanging out with the women.
I wonder if it was the divorce or some kind of trauma that made me kill the toads, you know? Because it was around the time of that.
Yeah, probably.
But I think back to it now.
Nah, I think it's just boys being boys.
It really bothers me.
Nah, I think it's just boys being
boys. I would smash their heads with rocks. And I got, like, joy
out of it. You threw it, right? You weren't, like, sitting right next to them, smashing them.
Yeah,
right?
I was sitting right next to them. I would take rocks and smash their heads. And,
oh, yeah, that's a little deprived.
But, you know.
Depraved. It's a little depraved.
But, you know, if you cut a snake's head off, no one would care. It's like, it depends on the animal, you know, what you're doing or why you're doing
it,
I guess.
Snakes scare a lot of people. Shout out to the Bible.
People just kill them. And, like, they're basically the same as toads.
Well, it depends. There are some poisonous snakes. But, yeah, if you have identified that it's just like a black snake.
Venomous.
Yeah. Black snakes are venomous?
Well, no.
Oh, poisonous. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, no, you're fine. If you've identified that they aren't venomous, then you should not kill them.
I used to take a hoe and chop their heads off.
Some people think that's okay.
Why did you bring somebody with you?
A garden hoe.
But you probably shouldn't be killing snakes unless, you know, you think they might be venomous. Because they're just taking care of the rats and other things that can bring diseases.
I can't imagine killing something with fur, though.
Can't wait to go eat some chicken after this show. Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Interesting new lead into last call there, Cam.
Oh, it is last call, isn't it?
Time flies when you're talking about serial killers.
Yeah, I got lost in the shuffle there.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Just look at
you said your mother has texted you, Cody. Your mother is now. I got a ringing in my ear. Does anybody else hear that, or is it just me?
I've been hearing it the whole show, and I thought I was just going crazy.
Okay, I heard something earlier, but now it's getting worse in my ear.
You're hearing it now?
Okay, it's gone. All right, it's gone.
I think that might be.
The thing that's been here is still here, whatever it is up there. But
that
was just in my ear. Your mother's worried about you
might
now?
Might be your arthritis.
Yeah, I have ear arthritis.
Yeah, she said.
I'm hitting my head with that can, though. Trying to smash it over my forehead.
That's probably why your ears are ringing.
Yeah, it could have been it.
Mom says, oh, my gosh, son, exclamation point, when did you smash frogs? ? Sad face emoji.
What did you write back?
I haven't said anything yet.
We'll say, well, Mom, it was probably, you know, like I said, a couple weeks after you and separated and I was left by myself.
I think I was like 10 years old, and the thing I always defend it with, my stepbrother was older than me, and he was doing it. So I almost think it's like a peer pressure kind of thing. I don't know.
No,
we would go down to this creek.
You said you enjoyed it already. You can't take it back.
I'm just saying he was doing it too, and he was older. We would go down to this creek, and we would kill frogs. and I don't know why we killed them. We didn't eat them. Actually, they were toads. I always forget. I say it's frogs. I think it's better when it's toads.
There's a difference. Is it?
Yeah. Toads, are they carry disease.
Do they?
Not sure. But, you know, it's something I'm not proud of, and it's a regret. I wish I hadn't killed them. They had no reason to die. You know, it's not something I'd do now. I grew out of it. Should I start a toad sanctuary now?
Yeah. If they were down by the water, they were just trying to find love.
Yeah.
You busted in their home.
I busted in their heads is what I busted in.
You basically performed a home invasion murder is what you did.
I'm not proud of it.
It's like you went into the water and killed some sharks.
It makes me sad now when I think of it. I don't know why I did it. I just did it. But, you know, my apologies to those families of those toads that were affected.
They're not listening. What's the life expectancy on a toad, Cam?
Wasn't long for those.
Like 2-3 years, I think, somewhere in there. Nothing too crazy.
I don't think we killed too many of them. It wasn't something we went like every afternoon after school.
They just went extinct at that.
It was an occasional thing. It was like, hey, let's smash the toad.
It was a Friday night toad smash?
Yeah, it's just something I remember. It's like we killed a few of them, maybe 4 or 5 of them. I don't know. But, you know, kids, you know, you do things. There's kids being kids. Boys being boys.
Guys being dudes.
It is weird how some animals were okay with dying and some were not, you know.
Depends if you eat them. It's all about how you taste. Let's get the last call. Cam, you got a story?
Yeah. The Taliban.
I'm in. Let's see what's up with the old Taliban.
All right. You're into the Taliban.
Let's not phrase it like that. I'm not into the Taliban, but they make me curious.
They harbored Al-Qaeda.
Well, they have put their foot down. They have said...
Who's worse, Taliban or Al-Qaeda?
Taliban, Al-Qaeda existed because Taliban allowed them to grow, basically.
Okay.
So the Taliban was the regime first, that was running the country.
And then Al-Qaeda became...
Al-Qaeda was a terrorist group inside of the Taliban. The Taliban was running the country, basically.
So the Taliban...
And Al-Qaeda rose inside it as a more extremist.
Let's make an agreement not to cut this out and use it as audio, but like, so the Taliban wasn't all bad?
I think they're pretty bad, but they weren't as bad as Al-Qaeda. Okay. Al-Qaeda was the terrorist group that grew inside the Taliban.
Al-Qaeda, okay.
Al-Qaeda, we're going to get Al-Qaeda.
Okay, so the Taliban...
Osama bin Laden led Al-Qaeda.
Okay.
There were like 7 different regimes
like
in Afghanistan.
Versus, so like the full Fox Sports Knoxville station would be the Taliban, then Talk Sports would be Al-Qaeda in this situation?
If you were to make that comparison of, yes, that would right.
Okay.
So does that make you Osama?
You would be Osama bin Laden in this particular.
I'm not tall enough. I can't.
I would be Muhammad Atta, I guess, or whichever one. I definitely would have been one of the suicide bombers.
Well, we got our Halloween costumes.
I would have gotten, had I been involved in that, they definitely would have sent me on one of the planes. You no longer live. You fly planes.
I don't like the accent. Let's go.
That's the part about this conversation that we don't like the accent?
What's up with the Taliban?
The Taliban have put their foot down. They said popular battle royale game PUBG is too violent, so it was now getting banned in their country.
Okay.
Obviously, yeah. It's basically just a battle royale style shooting game, kind of like Call of Duty Warzone or Fortnite, stuff like that. The Taliban has said it's too violent, so they are banning it in Afghanistan in 90 days.
Mm.
So if you're in Afghanistan right now, you got 90 days to
get rid of those
PUBG
games.
Yeah.
Or they're going to come in there and behead you,
they'll PUBG
probably.
You, yeah.
Yeah. Which won't be too violent, you know, you broke the rules.
Mm. Yeah, it says it causes the young generation to go astray, is the quote from
this
the spokesman.
The documentary I'm watching on Netflix is about like what led to 9/11,
okay,
and the lead up and the aftermath, more so than about the actual event,
mm-hmm.
And it's pretty interesting because it shows you how Bin Laden rose to power, and they like there were 7 different groups, and okay. Al-Qaeda was just basically like a wealthy guy,
Talking about Osama?
Yeah. He was not a threat for a long time, even up to 9/11. Like, they knew that he was kind of a problem, but mm-hmm. they didn't think it was going to be on the scale that it was. Like,
how'd he get into power?
He just rose through the years. I mean, the other groups.
How was he winning?
Well,
favor,
one thing though? He did was he assassinated the main leader of.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, like his main op, as you would say.
Yeah.
2 days before 9/11, they whacked that guy.
Okay. Oh, 2 days before. Oh, wow.
Yeah, because they knew that that guy would be in opposition. So basically, that was part of the plan because they knew the U.S. would invade. And they thought when the U.S. came in that they would join into the Northern Alliance part of Afghanistan, which is what this guy was running. So they whacked him before they attacked the U.S. so that they could take that northern territory because they knew the U.S. would need allies, basically, in Afghanistan.
You don't.
It's a very interesting show.
Yeah, you don't shout out your op's name. You let his name die.
Yeah. I don't remember the guy's name.
That's fine.
Something.
Yeah.
Let his name one of die. Those three or four names they use.
Well, that's interesting.
It's like the name John here.
So he was only in control for 2 days, essentially?
Who, Osama?
We say he killed that guy 2 days before.
Yeah, he was still
in
control of his
before.
Area.
Yeah.
Basically, the Taliban was in control. They just let him. They harbored Al-Qaeda.
Hey, it's not,
they let Osama operate.
And then you get like the plausible deniability. Like, hey, it's not us. Hey, we didn't do it. It was Osama.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for the history lesson.
And then there was also a lot
where
of
is
oil.
That on, where is that on Netflix, you said?
It's on Netflix.
What's it called?
Something about 9/11. I don't know.
There's a lot of things about 9/11.
It's a five-parter, five-part documentary about 9/11.
I might watch five parts about it, though. I'm going to watch it.
It's intriguing.
I'm going to watch it. Yeah. Speaking of Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden, we got a pretty tall guy here getting ready to do a show and bring some terror to the airways. Russell Smith and The Drive coming up next. They locked in on Fan Run Radio.